Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Abby Sundin interviewing Teresa Curl on September 22nd, 2018 at the Midwest Genealogy Library. All right, Teresa, so what branch of the military did you serve in?
I was Army back when it was still Women's Army Corps. Okay. So I was a WAC from 68 to 71.
Very cool. Very cool. So were you drafted or did you sign up?
Oh, I signed up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a volunteer. You know, back then they didn't draft women to begin with.
Sure.
But yes, I volunteered.
Yeah. And why did you want to be?
Well, my dad was Navy. My uncle was Navy. I had cousins in the Air Force. And I've always been raised in a patriotic atmosphere in the long run. My mother particularly was heavily involved with VFW Auxiliary, Post 1000 here in Independence. And we, both me and my brother, ended up in the junior girls and junior boys programs, which they've pretty much abolished after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
But we just grew up around the VFW post and around veterans. And it was like, okay, if I can do something useful, I will. So I did.
Very cool, very cool. So what did you do?
I ended up being a medic.
Okay.
Yeah. The last rank was a 91 B-20, which was the medic, and those numbers and things have changed over the years, too, so I know it doesn't match anymore. I trained at Fort McClellan, Alabama. I had my medical training at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And my duty station was, are you ready, West Point, New York.
Okay.
Well, it was fun because they had a small hospital. Basically, the ladies, our lady medics, were only allowed to work on the maternity floor or the women and children's floor. Hmm. And, of course, I was enlisted, and that was an officer's training, so you weren't supposed to go out with or date the cadets because they were future officers and you were enlisted and, you know, you weren't supposed to fraternize.
So what wars were you involved in?
Vietnam is my era.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't happen to go overseas. I was stationed there in New York the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, it was a good experience. There's no two ways about that. I was lucky in so many ways, a really nice post, really good people, did not experience the trauma that some of our women have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say I'm almost boring and downright lucky when it comes to some of that stuff.
Sure.
But it was still a wonderful thing to do. You knew you were serving and helping veterans, the people who are about to go out and fight for our country. So I loved it.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So what was that experience like? What were some of the things that you did?
Let's see. I started out in a clinic, actually. It was the OBGYN clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with wives, mostly, of the officers and people who were teaching. Because West Point is indeed teaching the military academy. So they're teaching all these future officers how to behave and all that kind of good stuff. I know one time I was asked to help with an immunization clinic, and I was like, okay, that's fine. I know how to give shots. No problem. All of a sudden, all these young men who are about to be officers were turning away from these needles like you wouldn't believe. I'm like, y'all are a bunch of big babies. Don't say that. Don't repeat that part. But yeah, I mean, let's face it, a lot of people have fear of needles. They really don't like them that well, and they don't like shots that well. But I think that was probably one of the, you know, one of those really funny episodes that,
yeah,
I just thought it was so hilarious that these guys were about to be our officers and leaders. We're so scared of these needles.
That's great. That's great. Let's see. Do you have any regrets about your service?
Sometimes I regret I didn't stay in, quite truthfully. I met my now ex-husband at the time. He had just come back from NAM. So needless to say, somebody like that mostly does not want to stay in the service. All he wanted to do was get out when his time was up, which of course I understood. But sometimes I wish I had stayed in. I think I would have been better off in the long run. Yeah.
What was the most positive thing that happened to you while you were serving?
Oh, golly. I think just the people you meet can be a very positive experience. I didn't end up meeting quite as many there who were, say, coming back from NAM. These were, like with the cadets, they were preparing. A lot of them knew they were going to end up getting shipped to NAM. So, but just meeting the people in general, because you met everybody from all walk of life, religion, color, all that, and none of it mattered because we were just all there, you know, for our troops and you know, for our country, and nobody paid any attention to that stuff. I know it was supposed to be a time when racism was still pretty big, but for us, we were a family. I can run into any veteran out here from any branch, and we feel like we're family. Like, we know each other, even though we've never talked to each other in our lives. And I think that's one of the things that's really cool about serving and being a veteran, too.
Very cool. Was it a difficult adjustment for you coming out of being in the military? What was that like for you?
Not too much at the time. There was still so much anti-war stuff that most women just didn't bother to say that they had served. Mm-hmm. I wasn't picked on or anything, but I think part of that was is because I didn't say, oh yeah, well, I'm a veteran and all that kind of good stuff. So I didn't have a whole lot of difficulty coming out in the long run.
Yeah. What did it feel like for you that everything that was going on in our country, all of the anti-war stuff, like, how was that for you? How did that make you feel?
Well, there was a part of me that understood where these people were coming from. But there was also, in the long run, a bigger part of me that said, we're just trying to fight for freedom. We want people to have the same choices that we have in our country, mm-hmm. to be able to pick your partner or whatever, because different cultures, of course, have different ways of doing things. And I don't think we felt like we were intruding. I think we felt like we were just trying to share this knowledge and say, wouldn't you like to have the choices that we have? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Are you active in any military groups now?
Oh. I have so many cards, I can't keep track. VFW Auxiliary, even though I never served overseas. My dad was a World War II veteran in the Pacific, in the Navy. So I have been in, started out in the junior girls. When I got old enough, I moved automatically to the auxiliary. And a couple of years into that, my mother gave me lifetime membership for like birthday or Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one. So I have been involved with the VFW auxiliary the longest. Mm-hmm. I joined American Legion for me, because they cared about me and the fact that I was a veteran.
Yeah.
I've joined Vietnam Veterans of America because that's my era, and that's all they care about is the fact that I'm a veteran. Under the VFW, we have Military Order of the Cootie and Auxiliary, and we work with hospitalized veterans and veterans in nursing homes. I joined that organization. I left something out. I just know it. Oh, DAV. I'm a more recent member of the DAV. And since they have a meeting that's really close to where I live, I've started really going to their meetings and helping out with some things there. So
you're busy.
But yeah, it does kind of keep me busy. Yeah. With MLCA, we volunteer at the hospital the first Wednesday of the month. We go and play bingo with patients. And we usually take snacks and stuff, too. So they love to see us come. Yeah. And when they win a game, they get a dollar. And it's, you know, they can go to the store or whatever and be able to get a little something for themselves. So, because I know they don't really like them to have too much money hanging around. Most people are pretty honest, but you always got to have one or two in there that'll kind of spoil the thing. things if you're not careful. So, yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. As a matter of fact, I retired from our VA hospital, and the very next week, I came back and helped with a drive-up flu shot clinic. Glutton for punishment.
You just couldn't help yourself.
I just keep volunteering.
So do you keep in touch with friends from the time that you served?
I have a couple of girlfriends that I still keep in touch with off and on. Yeah, one of them's down in Florida. And just 2 years back, her daughter called me. And I was like, oh, God, what happened? You know, usually when a family member calls, it's bad news. Yeah. She was planning a surprise 70th birthday party for her mother. Mm-hmm. And 60. Oh, God, 70. She'd kill me. it was 60. And so we actually saved our money and made a trip to Pensacola, Florida, and surprised her. And they managed to get a hold of one other lady that we had been in service with. And so there was only three of us that were really veterans, but they had moved to Florida from Kansas, so they had some friends from Kansas mm-hmm. come down there, too. And that was really, really super cool at the time.
Awesome. Cool. All right. What words of wisdom would you like future generations to know?
Oh, geez. I'm not so sure about that. Follow your heart. It's a heck of a lot easier to be nice to people than it is to be rude to people. And helping people gives you that good feeling on the inside that it's all yours. You don't really have to share it with anybody if you don't want to. It's that feeling on the inside that you did something good for somebody, and especially if I'm doing something for another veteran, then I'm pretty happy about that. So.
Yeah. All right. What aspect of your service had the biggest impact on your life?
Probably just the fact that I was in the medical field. I did kind of continue mm-hmm. in the medical field afterwards. Been a ward secretary. I'm not a technician, but I've worked in a radiology department. The paperwork end of things, which I was really very good at. Been a ward, like I said, ward secretary. I think staying and sticking around medicine and continuing to try to help vets in need, which is kind of why I went to the VA, and then why I kind of go back and volunteer, because you know you're still helping folks. So,
very cool. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your service or your life?
No.
Very interesting.
I'm divorced now. That didn't work out, but I have a wonderful daughter who, at the moment, is out at a craft fair in Lee Summit at 5789. She's been making a bunch of little jewelry and earrings and things, and was hoping to sell some of those. My granddaughter just graduated from high school this year, and is kind of in limbo as to what she really wants to do, but she still has a little job. And for several years, she teased me, well, Grammy, you were Army. Grandpa was Navy. You said you had cousins in the Air Force. I think I need to be a Marine. But it sometimes happens with teenagers. That last year or two of high school, she kind of fiddle-farted around a little bit. And had decent grades, mind you, but not one that the Marines are going to say, come on. So I just tease her about that now. Yeah. Still kind of undecided what she wants to do. I mean, I can talk, but at the same time, I never really know exactly.
Yeah, sure.
So after all these years, I've taken after my own mother in that. She could talk to absolutely anybody about anything. When I was a kid, that used to drive me nuts. You don't know these people. How can you talk to them? Like, if we were at the VFW post, it was automatic. Because you probably knew them, and you could just keep right on talking, right? But yeah, she could say I'd strike up a conversation with a person in line at the grocery store. You know folks like that.
Yep.
Yeah, that was my mom. So.
Right. Anything else you want to share about your service?
Not really. I'm just super glad I did it.
Good.
Like I said, sometimes I wish I had stayed. Probably would have been better off. But as just in the volunteering is just something you feel good about doing. So I'm even got myself on the VAVS committee under the VFW Auxiliary. So I get to go to meetings there at the hospital and find out their wish list, get the things, the idea of what they need, And then I can take that back to our auxiliaries and posts and say, hey, this is what they could really use. And people could make donations. I really like that part, I have to admit.
Yeah, that's awesome.